Hello, audio boom. Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. It's 10 minutes past 8 on Thursday, the 28th of August, 2014. And we're currently walking back down the side of Kinder into the village of Edale with my boy. We've just been on a wild camp. It was great, sort of. We were a bit late leaving, to be quite honest, I had just forgotten how quickly the nights shorten at this time of year. And it's only sort of a week ago that I was up here and we still had decent daylight, sort of well past 9:30. So last night we came up and we were cutting it fine because we left late, but we should have had enough time to get to where we wanted to go. But unfortunately darkness came in when we were about probably only about 15 minutes short of where we wanted to be. We were heading for Crookston Knoll, but we were probably about 15-20 minutes short of getting there. And it was dark, and walking by a head torch, it's not a problem. I mean, to be honest, if I was on my own or with another adult, I probably would have cracked on. But when I've got a 7-year-old with me, who was starting to feel tired, bless him, he just climbed up ringing Roger onto the Kinder Plateau from Edale. And it was just getting a bit sort of iffy, because it is very easy to go wrong on the top of Kinder. And lots of people have found that to their cost. So I made a decision to just find somewhere and pitch as soon as possible. So we found a relatively flat patch of heather just off the path we were on, actually. Sheltered a little bit. There was a few sort of rocks and mounds around us, and just dropped the tent in there, and that's where we spent the night. We were both really shattered, to be honest. We pretty much got the tent up, got everything sorted and organised, and pretty much both of us fell asleep straight away, almost. Set the alarms nice and early for potential sunrise, and woke up to cloud, just thick cloud. So we haven't seen a sunrise. Although we have had some lovely views coming back as we've come down off the edge of the plateau. We've had some lovely views with the cloud clearing. And the valley all lit up below, which is lovely. And the weather's not been too bad. We had some steady winds through the night, occasional strong gusts, but they didn't last for very long, and they were few and far between. And we had a bit of rain, well, quite a bit of rain actually through sort of the early hours of this morning, but nothing really too bad at the minute. It's sort of muggy already. It's a sort of chill breeze blowing, but it's hot and sticky, and there's mist coming in, and it's, yeah, my kind of weather. So all in all, we've had a good night, despite not getting to where we wanted to be. We could have gone through and ploughed on, but it's one of those times when you just got to be sensible, make a decision, and just, you know, take a different course of action to just ensure that nothing goes wrong, you know. Of course, the downside to not camping where we aimed to be was, because we were really close to the path, we had to be up and out quite early just in case anybody came along. So we haven't had time to sit and cook our campsite porridge, which is a shame. So we're both ready for a good bit of breakfast when we get home. So we're almost back in Edale village now. We're just coming down there. The final sort of stroll across the fields. And then we'll be back in the car and away home. And unless my little one says to get my shoes off. He's got one blister on his heel, bless him. And now he's got one on his little toe from coming down. But he's dealing with it. He sucked it up and manned up and He's just cracked on. He hasn't whinged or complained once. He's been an absolute diamond, he really has. And look at that now, Spence. Look at that blue sky up ahead. Gorgeous. And we've got a kestrel up there, look, hovering above your head, son, if you look up in front of you. See it? To your right a bit. Look to your right, up a bit. See him? Yeah, they're only a small bird. They're Britain's smallest bird of prey, the kestrel. So there you go. We're just now walking back into the beautiful, beautiful Valley of Edale, Vale of Edale. It's gorgeous this morning. Cloud still sitting thick on top of Kinder itself where we've just come from, but the valley is looking beautiful. Really is. Oh, goodness me. Yep. Another good one. Another good wild camp. Spencer's made his own little video as well, which is cool. So he can send a copy to his Nana and Granddad who live in Spain. And maybe take a copy to school to show his school friends what happened on his first wild camp. it was epic, he says. That's cool. That's cool. Right, anyway, I'm going to leave this one short. And I will speak to you all later. Thanks very much for listening. Bye. Catch you in a bit. Bye-bye.